A star arcs over a fairy tale castle, Walt Disney Pictures. Pixar Animation Studios. An idyllic country setting in animation. A rooster sits on the top rail of a wooden fence, black and white cows chew the grass. The complete image is inside the blobby shape of a cartoon figure, Day, who wakes and stretches. He scratches his chin and rises. As he walks, the image of the countryside remains inside his transparent body. All around him is black. Through him, a few dark clouds, then a waterfall and a stream. He slumps down in relaxation. He takes a deep breath, and wind blows through the trees inside him. A flock of geese flies across his body. He watches four children run through a meadow. He stops when he spots a bluish figure just like himself in the blackness. Night is lying across a stone wall between two fields. Lambs leap over the fence. Day steps in front of Night. Same wall, same fields, no lambs. He jumps away, leaping lambs. Day prods Night. Night stirs and the lambs scatter. Day kicks Night. Night springs up and the two figures circle each other. The moon shines in Night's body and the sun in Day's. Day puts a hand on his chin, then reaches out and pokes the moon in Night's belly button. Night covers his tummy with his hands. With a flourish, Day prances away from Night. Night pulls a face, then stomps up to Day and pushes him over. Day sits up, then stands to display the sun. Grey clouds cover it. As Night laughs, ducks walk across him. Day pushes Night, who pushes him back. The pushes and shoves become more frenzied and Night punches Day as a woodcutter chops down a tree. The tree falls over, so does Day, birds flutter. Seeing stars, he tosses Night over a cliff's edge. Night grips the edge and grabs one of Day's legs. Both Night and Day drop into the water below. They resurface. There's a lighthouse in the distance by Night and a water skier by Day. The two land on the beach, exhausted. Night sits up and spies a young woman sunbathing in Day. He shoves Day out of the way. By Night, the sunbather has gone. He hauls Day back and sees the woman again. Night gawks. Day hauls him towards a swimming pool. A group of girls cavort around the circular pool. One dives in, another throws a beach ball. Night pulls Day away and steps over the image. The nighttime pool is empty. Day returns and Night spots a butterfly. It flies away. Night spins Day round and sees the butterfly on a fence. A light comes on in a house as Night has an idea. He drags Day over to a meadow and shows him some magical glowing fireflies. A bicycle passing through Day squeaks as he rubs his eyes in disbelief. They point at each other. Night prods Day's tummy. Day points to himself, then smiles. He flips over, displaying a rainbow. Night grins and fireworks sparkle inside him. Day shows off an air display. A jet soars up his outstretched arm and more sweep down low over the ground. Night displays a western at a drive-in cinema. Day munches popcorn and watches it. Night sees Las Vegas by Day, then steps across him to show the illuminations by Night. They dance around, displaying the best of both. A radio tower.
Fear of the unknown.
Day pulls Night over the radio tower. Silence, Day's hauled back.
They are afraid of new ideas. They're loaded with prejudices, not based upon anything in reality, but based on if something is new, I reject it immediately because it's frightening to me. What they do instead is just stay with the familiar. You know, to me, the most beautiful things in all the universe are the most mysterious.
Day and Night gaze at each other, then move tentatively closer. Side by side, sunrise and sunset. Orange and pink hues. They hug. a flock of birds flies across the two. Their properties switch round as day becomes night, and night becomes day. Night, now day, steps over to the sunbather. Day, now night, goes back to Las Vegas. They step off arm in arm. Day and Night, written and directed by Teddy Newton. Produced by Kevin Rare. Executive producer John Lasseter. Story advisor Karen Paik. Music by Michael Giacchino.